Welcome back. This is episode 48, The Inner Child. All of our episodes are ad-free. If you'd like to subscribe to access to all episodes, go to joeryan.com/subscribe. And you can also follow me on Instagram at Joe Ryan. Here we go. My inner child is a spoiled, undisciplined brat that runs amok and trashes me internally and emotionally and leaves me to deal with the wake of its terror. The way I look at inner child is whenever abandonment, abuse, trauma happens, we get stuck emotionally at that point in time when the abuse happened. So if you were physically beat by a parent or a guardian at the age of, say, 7, there's a part of you emotionally that gets stuck in that fear as a 7-year-old. And that emotional stuck 7-year-old lives inside of you. We cut off everything in between the age of 7 to the age that you are now. It is not developed emotionally. We do not know how to handle physical violence. We regress and stay at that child. There is decades between that 7-year-old and who I am now. And I've never addressed the fear that I had to deal with of not feeling safe and worrying about being physically abused. I have shamed and put down that child forever. He's not good enough. He's not smart enough. He's not strong enough. He's not lovable enough. I basically took what my abusers taught me and I carried it as my own going forward. And I've never shown that little emotional child who is terrified any love, compassion, or understanding. I just completely have shamed him nonstop for decades. Healing the inner child is first learning how to understand and love and care for him or her. And then it is learning how to discipline. You see, that emotional 7-year-old is part of my addict, who does not know how to delay gratification, does not know self-discipline. It just runs on its own. It is a spoiled little brat that needs some guidance, that needs some oversight, that needs love, nurturing, and care, but also what it needs is it needs to be disciplined. It needs to know that there are limits and boundaries. I always say I make time to feel bad. When I make time to feel bad, it's going back to that little hurt, scared, frightened child and feeling what he felt as an adult. And I try to calm my body down, calm that child down, and let him know that you are not in fear right now. You are not in panic right now. You are not in danger right now. You are safe. And the way I let this child know that he is safe is by allowing myself to feel the feelings that I have cut off from the age of 7. And I start to feel them. And by feeling them, I'm taking care of this child. I am healing this emotional wound. I am learning how to go through the developmental stages that I should have gone through if the abuse didn't happen. It is becoming unstuck and realizing that your fear is not living in this very moment. It is a recall from the time of abuse and trauma. And there's a vast gap between the time it happened and now. And we have completely ignored it. And it just gets louder and louder and more discomfort and more fear and more panic. And that world just shrinks and we have no freedom within ourselves because this kid is stuck in that terror of the 7-year-old. I had to go back and refeel everything that this kid felt. I had to experience that as an adult. And I had to remap and relearn that I am safe, even though I have these terror feelings inside of me. And I have been very cautious, and I have lived a very safe existence because I could not expose that kid to anything that wasn't safe for many, many years now. And my world did get smaller, and it did get more cautious, and I did feel like I was in a prison cell, like I had no freedom. But that's the dedication that it takes to heal. You have to create safe environments for this kid. You cut out the toxic people. You stop getting into those dysfunctional, toxic relationships where you are being emotionally abused and you stay in it because it's so familiar and you know the rules. And some love and affection is better than no love and affection. Eliminating toxic people, toxic relationship, toxic jobs, toxic situations, and pulling yourself back to this place what this kid needed when he was 7 was a place to feel safe, to process the fear and the abuse that he had gone through. See, we never had a chance to do it. And by the time we realized that we were fucked up, so far away from those emotions that it takes us forever to slowly get back to them. I have people that tell me that they try to sit with their feelings and they feel like they can't get to it. That they can only sit with it for a few minutes, that they get frustrated, that they know what the abuse is. They know that they're in fear right now, but they can't connect the dots back 30 years to it because it was so fucking traumatic and painful that you've cut off, that your body has a natural defense against it. So it takes practice and it takes time and energy to get back to that little kid and comfort him. And make him feel safe and loved and valued and cared. And you're going to spend a lot of time doing that. And people with trauma, we want connection. So for us to have to go and cut off connection to get into ourselves makes us feel lonely and sad and unlovable and more like a loser and all of those negative things. But that's what we need to do. And there's no timetable on it. I've been isolating and living cautiously for years, and I've been taking care of that little kid, and I've been trying to make myself feel safe within myself, and it's taken a long time. Then there comes a point where you have nurtured this child, and you have loved this child, and you have cared for this child, and you have made this child feel safe, and then you look around, and you're like, shit, I'm safe, and I'm all alone. I have to now learn how to feel safe as I integrate more connections into my life. So when you start moving out of that safety and start moving out into the world after you've done this work and you start creating new connections, those fears are going to start creeping up. And you're going to, it's like a turtle. You pop your head out, you expose yourself a little bit. It's overwhelming, it's too much, and then you go back, and then you self-care. And then you pop back out again, and then you pop back in and out. And each time you do it, and you start exposing yourself to more fears and more exposure and more people and more things outside of your comfort zone, you do it in small increments. You're slowly starting to build up strength and confidence. You see, when you were abused as a kid, there was none of that. There was no place to feel safe. You couldn't get away from it. As an adult, you have to make that space. And when you can get this child to feel safe and you feel strong enough and you've built boundaries and you know how to protect yourself verbally and physically and you don't fear anger and rejection and ridicule and humiliation and embarrassment as much, that's when you could start living more. But that's also when you have to start disciplining that inner child. you have to start getting a little tough with them. You have to start setting limits and boundaries and take control of your emotion. You know, that emotional child needs to be disciplined. My family has a house up on a lake, and it is one of the happiest places I can ever be. I absolutely love going there. Every night I make a fire and I sit by the lake and I listen to the crickets and the bullfrogs and I look up at the stars and I can really truly get quiet and within myself. And I had an experience there this summer. I was up there alone and I was sitting by the fire and I started to get in touch with my anger in a way that I had never felt before. See, I say it all, without anger, we do not have any protection. Without anger at that child, we're not protected from that child because the anger is part of the boundary. If anybody was watching me, they would have thought I was insane. I gave this kid a talking like I had never talked to myself before, because usually it's self-hate, self-loathing, victimhood, helplessness, oh please, I don't want to feel this anymore, why is this happening to me, yada, yada, yada. I just turned into a Seinfeld episode there. But I really put this kid in his place and I said, no more. I said, you do not run the show anymore. This is not about you and the trauma. This is about us coming together. I got you. I'm going to take care of you. I will let you have your little tantrums here and there because I can't control them when I'm triggered. But they're not lasting for days, weeks, and months anymore. You have a limited time to run amok in me. And I'm going to go in and I'm going to hold your hand through that tough time. And I'm going to feel your pain and I'm going to integrate it back into my body. And we're going to do it swiftly and quickly. And we're going to understand what it is and why it's there. And then the adult part of me is going to take over. And it's going to be like, now go play with your crayons. Go play with your friends. Go enjoy your life. I'm going to take care of these emotions going forward. You do not have to run amok. There is an end to the bad feelings. I am putting a stop to it today. We are going to do this together. You are not running the show 100% of the time, and I'm sitting around just waiting for you to finish feeling what you're feeling. I'm going to go into those feelings with you. I'm going to hold your hand. We're going to get through this together, and I will show up for you. But you're going to have to show up for me when I need to put that little child away and be an adult and grow the fuck up and have some more responsibility for my own actions. Taking responsibility for that little kid instead of making excuses for him. Get in there. Get to know that child. Get to know its fears. Its fears, its hurt, its helplessness, its weakness. And get that back and be a part of who you are again. Become whole. First, you have to acknowledge what happened and stop minimizing. Then you have to feel what that child felt, because you wouldn't allow yourself to, because if you could, you would have, but it was too damaging, it was too overwhelming, it was too fucking powerful. You would have crumbled over the emotional pressure. So you had to figure out a way to cope unconsciously. But you don't have to do that anymore. You are strong and you are powerful. You have made it this far. And you are a high-functioning individual carrying a lot of pain and torment. But you have to start fucking owning it. You have to start integrating it. You have to start getting comfortable with it. And I know people hate when I say you have to. But I'm telling you, I've tried every possible way of doing this. And the only way that worked was to go in and re-experience those feelings. Instead of taking that little kid and cutting him off because he doesn't make you feel good, because he makes you feel afraid. You have to go in there and parent that little kid and tell him it's okay to be afraid. It's okay to be scared. It's okay to be hurting. We're going to get through this together. I am going to love all of the parts of you that I've hated for so long. And I'm going to make us whole and complete because I'm strong enough to do it. I have the capability to bring you back into this world whole and complete. I am going to watch you grow up emotionally. I am going to be there with you the entire step of the way. I will not abandon you. I will not leave you. I will not hurt you. And we're going to do this shit together. Try to get in touch with that little kid. Have some compassion. See, we can't grieve loss in anger and self-hate. We have to have compassion and understanding to get to grieving. And the abuse happened a long time ago. And there is a vast gap between when it happened and where you're living now. And we have to go back down that path and reconnect the dots to every turn that we made and understand why we made it. And that we're not broken, we're not defective. We are hurt and scarred. And we can heal this. But it's going to take some time and effort. If you looked at a child that was crying and hurt and upset, you would show up with compassion and love and understanding. But you refuse to do it for yourself. I refuse to do it for myself for so long. Nobody wanted, I was too needy for people around me. They couldn't handle their own needs. And then they had kids. Two needy people have children. And they can't be there for the needs of the child. Nobody was ever there for you in the way you needed them to be so that you could develop healthy emotional capabilities. You are the only one that's going to do it. Get inside. Take your time. Find that love, compassion, and understanding for the child within you, just like you would any other child you see walking this earth. It's hard to imagine this as an adult. When you're a 7-year-old and you're looking up at somebody in their 20s, 30s, and 40s, they look like a giant. They are 5 times the size of you. That's the fear you have to understand. See, I look at it now and I'm a grown man. It's like, what are you so afraid of? Because I'm a fucking child emotionally inside. That kid is still scared. He's been afraid to move out of that fear. He's still living with that trauma. If I move out of that fear, I'm terrified that the beatings and the abuse are still happening because I wasn't allowed to defend myself back then. You teach yourself that you're allowed to have boundaries, that you're allowed to stick up for yourself, that you're allowed to defend yourself. You're allowed to love yourself even though you were never taught how. You find a way. You start feeding your soul. You give the things to yourself that you want and you get out of your head when you talk yourself out of it. I've sat on my couch for 4 to 5 hours wanting to go do things and I've talked myself out of it. And then by the time the day was over, I was relieved because I didn't have to force myself to go do things that I wanted to do, that I knew were going to bring me joy in the end. But it's the process of going through it. See, I want to do these things, but my false self, my fear, my critical parent tells me, what's the point? Who are you kidding? What's this going to give you? Do you know how much effort this is? Do you know what could happen? All the things that could happen if you go out and do this. And then there's the other part of me goes, yeah, but it's going to be fun. Yeah, having fun is hard work. Fun doesn't just knock on my apartment door and show up. I got to get dressed and get the fuck out of the house and make an effort. And I have to walk through that fear. And the first time I do it, I am miserable. I am miserable putting my shoes on, getting dressed, getting my wallet, walking out the door, going wherever I'm going to do whatever I'm going to do. The entire time I am in shame, guilt, and self-hate. It takes me 8 or 10 times doing something to prove to myself that nobody is going to come down on me for living the life that I want to live, the way I want to live it. But you have to take those first steps. Go try, do things, and know that you are going to be uncomfortable as you're doing it. But when you complete it, and you go and do it, and you get home and you sit down, you are going to feel so much better about yourself. Take care of that little kid. Feed that little kid some love and joy and attention. He and she has been neglected for too long. Just because the people around you neglected him or her doesn't mean that you have to anymore.
Thanks for listening. You can contact me at joeryan.com. Follow me on Instagram at joeryan. And if you want, you can leave us a review on iTunes. That'd be great. All right, take care.